India's labor market, the issues and the plausible responses. Dr. Arnab Majumdar, Assistant Professor, Department of Economics, Women's Christian College, Kolkata. Abstract. Indian economy has come a long way from the precarious condition of the COVID era to become the fourth largest economy in the world. Its recovery from the pandemic has been better than most other economies. But this has not prevented it from being confronted by some serious issues arising out of the functioning of its labor market in particular, which may have serious ramifications for the economy in future. An attempt is being made here to understand the present-day labor market scenario, analyze the reasons behind the emergence of the confronting issues and consider the likely policy responses for tackling them. Introduction. Indian economy has been one of the fastest growing economies in recent times. In the post-pandemic era, when most of the major economies are striving hard to recover, Indian economy has been performing impressively both on the domestic and external fronts. It has achieved a sustained GDP growth of more than 8% since 2021-22, along with strong macroeconomic fundamentals. Despite all this, some serious issues originating from the labor market are confronting the Indian economy. The issues are not only affecting the economy at present but are sounding warning bells for the future. Labor market issues. India's labor force of 593 million is second only to China in size. The labor force comprises of both formal and informal segments. About 82% of the labor force constituting the informal segment is either employed by small business establishments or is self-employed, India Employment Report, 2024. Till 2019, the labor force was going through a transition as there was a slow but steady movement of it away from agriculture to non-farm sectors. But the onset of COVID reversed the transition and the share of agricultural employment again began to rise. At present, about 45% of the Indian workforce is engaged in agriculture, but a major portion of that is disguisedly employed, making very little productive contribution. The overall unemployment rate, which was hovering around 2% since independence, also started worsening after 2011-12, reaching to 6.1% by 2018, the highest in the post-independence period, Maitra and Singh, 2019. The rise in unemployment has been unabated, with an increase in both rural and urban unemployment. The rural unemployment in particular has experienced a significant rise. The overall unemployment rate stood at 8.7% in June, 2024, CMIE, 2024, but the most disturbing feature is the average unemployment rate of 10.2% in the 15-29-year-old group at the All India level, PLFS, June, 2024. The increase of unemployment rates over the years may be observed from Table 1 below. Table 1, Rising Unemployment Rates Over the Years. Year Unemployment Rates. 2012 2.1%. 2015 3.9%. 2018 6.1%. 2024 8.7%. Source, Maitra and Singh, 2019, and CMIE, June, 2024. The scenario has been further complicated by the problem of falling real wages. According to the latest government estimates, all sections of workers except urban male, have experienced a sustained decline in their monthly wage levels during the period of 2017-18 to 2023-24, PLFS, June, 2024. The high unemployment levels and stagnancy in real wages continuing over the past 5 years have adversely affected the purchasing power of India's middle class, resulting in a significant decline in their consumption levels. The decline in the consumption levels of Indian middle class, from whom comes 70% of India's consumer demand, have led to a fall in the share of private final consumption expenditure in GDP from around 70% in FY23 to 58.5% in FY24. Consequently, the GDP growth during FY24-25 has been around 6.5%, which is the lowest among the last 4 years and much below the projected rate of 7.2%. The key factor that could be responsible for the sustained high unemployment levels and stagnating real wages is the declining demand for labor, which can be understood from the falling employment elasticity in Indian industry. Employment elasticity, which indicates the intensity of labor usage in the production process, is calculated as the percentage change in employment due to every 1% change in the level of output. It can be observed from Table 2 below that the Indian industry has experienced a sustained decline in employment elasticity from 0.57 in 1970s to 0.15 in recent times. Table 2, Declining Employment Elasticity Over Decades. Period Employment Elasticity. 1970s 0.57. 1990s 0.18. 2020s 0.15. Source, Misra and Suresh, 2014, and RBI. This implies that while a 10% expansion in real output resulted in near about 6% increase in the employment level during 1970s, the same 10% rise in real output leads to only 1.5% increase in the employment level now. Thus, it can be observed that the intensity of labor usage in Indian industry has been going down. But why is it so? Labor policy, issues and reforms. From the studies undertaken to identify the determinants of employment elasticity in Indian industry, it can be observed that orientation of the policy regime is a very important one. In one such study, undertaken by Irshad and Cade, 2023, a negative relationship between employment elasticity in Indian industries and the adoption of reform measures has been observed. This is quite plausible. Since the very beginning of the public sector-oriented industrialization after independence, the issue of labor welfare was of utmost importance, Srinivasan, 2006. Accordingly, the public sector enterprises focused not on generating profits but on providing long-term permanent employment opportunities to the labor force and ensuring their post-retirement financial security through adequate social security measures, Sharma, 2014. The PSUs could bear the huge financial burden that they incurred for pursuing such a policy, as they had the full financial support of the government. But as private sector-centric industrialization was initiated in early 1990s, the welfare approach took a backseat and the industries focused on reaping of more profits, Sharma, 2014. In the absence of a flexible need-based labor hiring system, the private sector found the maintenance of large permanent workforce the cause of huge recurring expenses, which was affecting their profitability. Consequently, they started reducing the labor usage in the production processes by switching over to more technology-intensive production system, which led to a steep decline in employment elasticity. To alter the situation, there was a need for a change in the policy regime, and in keeping with it, labor policy reforms were initiated. It attempted a rationalization of the complex structure of Indian labor laws, trying to work out a balance between the need of a flexible labor hiring system, easy exit option, and financial security of the Indian labor force. http://labor.gov.in. By allowing the use of fixed-term contractual labor in all types of productive activities, government has taken the step towards a flexible labor hiring policy where size and duration of employment will be determined by production requirements. Besides, a definitive step has also been taken towards creation of a business-friendly exit policy, by allowing firms employing up to 300 people to go for retrenchment of labor or closure in case of any such need without prior permission from the government, prsindia.com. Such policy changes enable the firms in optimizing their labor costs. This may compromise the job security of the Indian labor force, but provisions for social security benefits even for the fixed-term contractual employees and the proposed increase in the basic wage component to at least 50% of the total employee compensation, which in turn will lead to an enhancement of the social security benefits for the labor force, may compensate for the lack of job security. However, reforms have not yet been implemented across all the states, and its impact will only be felt after its pan-India implementation. Skill deficiency, impact and redressal. Besides policy regime, quality of human resource has also been observed to be an important determinant of employment elasticity in Indian industry in the different empirical studies carried out over time. In line with the changing demand pattern, there has been a major shift in the orientation of Indian industry in course of the last few years. Sectors like IT, healthcare, food processing, waste management, artificial intelligence, semiconductor manufacturing, drone manufacturing have emerged as the new growth sectors. There is a requirement of a sizable customized workforce endowed with specialized skills and knowledge for these sectors. But the reality is totally different. In IT, India's flagship sector, despite the presence of a large pool of engineering graduates, there is an acute shortage of personnel having expertise in the new age digital skills like AI, machine learning and data science. Employers are even finding that many of the graduates lack practical programming skills and experience of modern cloud platforms. In the semiconductor sector, there is a critical shortage of skilled workers needed for fabrication, design, and testing processes. In healthcare too, there is an acute shortage of doctors, paramedics, and mental health professionals, particularly in the rural and semi-urban areas, with the doctor-to-population ratio being well below WHO's recommendation. To overcome such deficiencies, there is an urgent need for training and skill development of the labor force for each of these specific areas. But there exists a huge gap. As per estimates of NSDC, only about 3.2% of the Indian workforce have undergone formal skill development training as per today's requirement. As a result, while there is a need for 103 million professionals with specialized skills in Indian industry today, only 74 million are available, indicating a shortfall of 29 million skilled professionals. Consequently, the investors have realized that if they have to reskill and upskill the labor force in order to turn them into one which can be readily absorbed in their technical ecosystem, then they will have to bear huge money and time costs. This could be acting as a major impediment in the way of usage of labor in the production process, with investors moving towards increased mechanization and automation of their production system. Actually, To meet India's skill deficiency, there needs to be a reorientation of the human resource development policy. Though the government has taken the first step in this direction by adopting the new education policy, NEP, which includes subjects like AI, data sciences, machine learning, robotics as part of the curriculum with emphasis on compulsory apprenticeship and internship programs, but considering the enormity of the task, government's efforts alone may not be enough, private sector also needs to be involved. By granting tax concessions or by making such activities part of their corporate social responsibility, CSR, private sector must be motivated to contribute their technical expertise in the respective areas for training and upskilling of the workforce. This can complement government's efforts and lead to the development of dedicated human resource supply chain which can meet the need for job-ready workforce. Perspective issues and policy. Climate control policy. The preceding discussion highlights the present-day factors which could be responsible for India's labor market problems. But this may not be enough, as there is a need for a futuristic perspective. Because there are factors which may not appear to be that important at present may have a significant impact on the productivity and efficiency of the Indian workforce in future. The environmental factors are one such. Change in climatic conditions resulting from global warming due to increasing carbon emissions could have severe ramifications for the Indian labor force. The Asia-Pacific region, including India, is likely to be responsible for half of the global carbon emission, due to which India is likely to experience about 4.7°C average rise in temperature, ADB, 2024. Rising temperatures and other difficult climatic conditions may severely affect workforce's ability to work efficiently and productively. Besides, flooding of the coastal areas due to rise in the sea level could result in losses of billions of dollars of productive resources and capital assets, and thereby may also adversely affect labor productivities. It has been estimated that adverse climatic conditions may lead to 11.6% decline in India's labor productivity, resulting in a 24.7% decline in its GDP by 2070, ADB, 2024. To mitigate the impact of climate change, coordinated actions involving government and the private sector are vital. The government needs to draw up a definite roadmap and put in place a proper regulatory framework for achieving the prescribed carbon emission limits. Every effort must be made for adopting eco-friendly and clean technology solutions. For this, emphasis should be on exploiting and harnessing of non-conventional energy, replacing the use of fossil fuels, and adoption of pollution control technology. The government should set up a time-bound schedule for such a technological change, offering financial and technical support particularly to the small and medium-scale industry so that they can meet the need for substantial investments required for adoption of clean technology solutions. Conclusion. It can thus be observed that the declining demand for labor in Indian industry could be responsible for the problems affecting the Indian labor force. The preceding discussion unveils the likely reasons behind the declining usage of labor in Indian industry and the plausible policy responses that may counter them, and these are summarized below in Table 3. Table 3. Summary of the causes of and plausible responses to declining labor demand. Factors affecting labor demand at present. Plausible policy responses. Skill deficiency of Indian labor force. Reorientation of the human resource development policy so that the labor force can be reskilled and upskilled, making them suitable for ready absorption in today's emerging technical ecosystem. Pro-labor orientation of the labor policy. Redesigning the labor policy for ensuring a balance between the investors' demand for a need-based flexible labor hiring system and financial security of the labor force. This may optimize the labor hiring costs and lead to increased usage of labor in the production process. Factors that may affect labor demand in future plausible policy response. Environmental factors like climate change resulting from global warming. There has to be a definite roadmap and a proper regulatory framework for adoption of eco-friendly and clean technology solutions with emphasis on exploitation and harnessing of non-conventional energy replacing the use of fossil fuels. The government may have to offer financial and technical support to the small and medium-scale industry in particular for adoption of clean technology solutions.